dari jauh, kam 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 karena dari jauh, ii ini kita punya mau hahai, kau sudah tahu ade, bisa namankah hehe yang coba saja tipu bit, mau dese kai jauh, main dia,
ini kan naik di pantai.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Joget Pulau Idaman by Usman Bengkalis and Vienna. The song Joget Pulau Idaman or The Dance of Dream Island was composed by Andrian Adinata. The lyrics tell the story of the beauty of Rupat Island in Bengkalis Regency, Riau. The lyrics also tell how the people of Bengkalis live in cultural harmony. It also contains a message to preserve Malay culture and customs. Well, listener, here is the song Joget Pulau Idaman by Andrian Adinata featuring Vienna. Enjoy the song.
Pulau Bengkalis negeri junjungan, pemimpin arif lagi budiman. Pulau Bengkalis negeri junjungan, pemimpin arif lagi budiman.
Datang Melayu jadi santunan, percik rukun budaya kenyamanan. Datang Melayu jadi santunan, percik rukun budaya kenyamanan.
Dari Perjang ke Batu Panjang, melambai-lambai hai Tanjung Tuan. Dengan lagu kita bersendang, lagu joget pulau
Kota bernama hai Pulau Rupat, Tanjung Jati pelampung buka. Kota bernama hai Pulau Rupat, Tanjung Jati pelampung buka.
Lestarikanlah budaya dan adat, kuat Melayu jadikan amanat. Lestarikanlah budaya dan adat, kuat
Perjang ke Batu Panjang, melambai-lambai
berdayung sampan ke Tanjung Kapal, singgah mari ke Pangkalan Buah. Berdayung sampan ke Tanjung Kapal, singgah mari ke
listener, thousands of Muslims in Slovakia solemnly hold daily activities during the holy month of Ramadan. Even Indonesian Muslim citizens in there also enthusiastically perform activities during Ramadan. And to know more about it, let's hear the response of Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, Pribadi Sutiyono.
Well, Slovakia is like in the very central of Europe now. This part of the European Union. I believe that Slovakia is one of the least country that has a Muslim population. The population itself is only 5.4 million, and the Muslim population is maybe only around 6,000 to 7,000, including all the expatriates. The foreigners. So mostly they are coming from other part of the world, even that now the number is not that much increasing since 5 or 7 years ago. Well, among the community itself is quite welcome. There's a lot of, you know, of activities, including as we know that like Taraweh, breakfasting together, mm-hmm. and also later on in the Eid, we are going to have going to perform the Salat Eid for sure. Well, but it's only concentrated in very small places, like in a big city, like in Bratislava or Banska or in Košice, since the number is not that much. Among the Indonesians, we always have breakfasting together and every Saturday, and also we have a Taraweh together every day and in our residence here. So I think we are keeping this activities as normal as like what in Indonesia. The best thing is now, since the Indonesian now the number is increasing about 500% since four years ago, I think a lot of Indonesian Muslims now also active in these activities of the Ramadan.
For more detail, tune into the VOA talk about building global bridges through Ramadan, available on our YouTube channel, VOA Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And some update about Indonesia and some other country in which Indonesia is going to strengthen our bilateral relations with Hungary to support the development of inclusive and sustainable economy. This was stated by the Deputy Minister for National Development Planning, Febrian Alfianto Rudiard. As quoted from RRE.co.id, Febrian said that apparently development is a very important aspect, especially when Indonesia is facing the demographic bonus. And this statement was made by Febrian when meeting with the Hungarian ambassador to Indonesia, Lilia Kaze. And at the occasion, the two discussed the strengthening of bilateral relations, especially in supporting Astachita, or the vision of Indonesian for the priority of our government towards the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045. And it seems that Indonesian government is called to be implementing strategic moves in accordance with the National Medium-Term Development Plan of 2025-2029 to build a strong foundation and also a sustainable foundation until 2045. And it is meeting listener, Indonesia is predicted to need investment in the next 5 years coming from a lot of resources. And Hungary is, it said that Hungary has been contributing through the procurement or the project of clean water procurement for districts and cities in Indonesia by building 36 installation of water processing units in Java, Flores, Sulawesi, and Sumatra since 2017. 2019. And on the other hand, some 2,500 workers of Indonesia are in Hungary and most of them are in the EV industry. And on the other hand too, listener, we keep moving sides, right? Hungary has 110 full scholarship per year for Indonesian students as part of the commitment for manpower development.
Metanoia jadi kota sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru berhenti subir untuk salah dosa memburu di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah over. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again in time. Yeah.
Mengusir angka ternyata kau mampu berikan asa
biarlah atasku kau berkuasa
yang kau yang kupuja.
Oh,
thank you for people who has been listening to Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia via the application RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And by using the RRI Digital mobile app, you can enjoy all broadcasts from all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia from across the country, from Sabang to Merauke. And of course, you can also enjoy your favorite music playlist, inspirational podcast, and also the latest news video. You can also interact directly with not only the announcers of Voice of Indonesia, but also from other stations by using the like, comment, share, and live chat section. So make sure to download RRI Digital, the solution for entertainment and information in your hands.
I was born a fool, broken all the rules.
Virginia is featuring Sarah Fajira with Lahti, and you're still tuned to the Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So if you're visiting the country and you do not want to be that far from Jakarta, you can go just to Bogor, to the Bogor Botanical Garden. Especially, we now got a new thing called the Begonia Greenhouse, which is located right in the Bogor Botanical Garden, and it was just inaugurated or officially opened by the National Research and Innovation Agency. And this Begonia Greenhouse is part of the effort to strengthen the function of education, conservation, and research of biodiversity in Indonesia. The head of Research and Innovation Agency, Laksana Trihandoko, said that they are not talking about business when opening this, but they are talking about sustainability, and they are looking at the long-term impact of their Begonia Greenhouse. And this will not be only an icon, but it will be an inspiration for management of other botanical collection. And in here, listener, people can visit and get more understanding about how Indonesia is managing the biodiversity. And in here, children especially can learn about the ecological function and also its important role in the ecosystem. Because, yeah, we are not living alone. We are living in an ecosystem. Imagine one thing we do can affect a lot of things. And if you wanna find it, you can go from Jakarta, just take a commuter line and then get off at a Bogor station, and from there I believe that people out there prefer to walk instead of taking another taxi. You can just walk for several kilometers to the main gate of the Bogor Botanical Garden and then visit the Begonia Greenhouse.
I love you, I need you, I miss you, aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This a story about Kat Sigali-Gali.
first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Pomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigaligali
is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahab. Raja Rahab has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahab or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahab's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahab felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahab fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahab's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahab's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahab saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigaligali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigaligali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigaligali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigaligali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigaligali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigaligali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigaligali statue at the performance venue in Pomok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigaligali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sekolahnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Service Voice of Indonesia. Thank you very much for people joining us on Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia, and we will be still here with you on vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. Tell us how you feel about our programs on our Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VI_official. You can also chat us on our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, or email at voilisteners@gmail.com. More from Indonesia is coming up next, and my friend Ray will be in here with you. So make sure to stay tuned on Edit Voice of his Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Air tanpa wadah, pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci.
Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu, kamu. Oh ya kamu.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Setelah begitu lama, tersisa air mata. Banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan. Masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersama. Perasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi. Lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin. Ku terus berlari tanpa kaki.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with news. The Jakarta Provincial Government has indicated plans to increase the number of firefighters personnel this year. This move aims to enhance the city's fire and rescue services, ensuring better emergency responses.
The government is evaluating the necessary resources to support this expansion effectively. The National Research and Innovation Agency in Banjarnegara is developing technology to convert plastic waste into fuel. This innovation aims to reduce environmental pollution while creating an alternative energy source. The project is expected to contribute to sustainable waste management and energy solutions. And that was the news. Hello, Voi listener. Welcome and still here in Indonesia Today with your host Ray in the afternoon session of Indonesia Today, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget that you can always tune in to our broadcast and online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, without any further ado, let's listen to Afghan with X, featuring Sun One.
You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you.
Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
That was Afghan featuring Sona One with X. Speaking of X, for a listener, times may be flying and maybe some people becomes memories. But what won't become a memory is us that will be here providing you with the latest news from Indonesia to the world, of course, in Voice of Indonesia. So always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia. And let's continue listening to this filler entitled Gesen Bangso.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Gesang Bangsong.